They started off so adorable. I don't know what happened. Well, good morning, church. My name is Alex Martinez, and I'm the youth pastor here at Town & Country. I just want to welcome you, whether you're on here, online, or in person in the pews in front of me, whether you're new, or you've been here for years and years and years. Welcome, welcome. I just want to take a moment to have our graduates please stand up real quick. We've got two over here, and I don't know where Maddie is. She might be. There she is. Congratulations, guys. Yeah. Thank you. You guys can take a seat. They're a little embarrassed now because I got some pictures they didn't expect. That's okay. That's why I'm a youth pastor. It's fun. It's all fun. But the purpose of that video, the purpose of today is to celebrate our graduates. They have worked and worked and worked for years and years and years and finally come to the point where they can call themselves graduates, high school graduates. They have an option now to go and live a life and do college, career, or stay at home. I don't know, but they have this option. They've worked so long for this celebration. So thank you for joining me today and celebrating their lives with us. This is also an opportunity to celebrate them in the next stage of life. And we'll continue on with more of that after we pray real quick. So join me in prayer. Dear God, we thank you for today and the blessings you have given us. We thank you for the opportunity to have our graduates here, but also those along in years and all around within our congregation, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to worship your name. And I pray that as we continue with service, we can see how great and wonderful you are as always. We pray this in Son's holy name. Amen. As I was writing the sermon, I got to thinking about a lot of things. Growing up was the biggest one, obviously, because it's graduation Sunday. And growing up can be kind of hard sometimes. Raise your hand if you had a little difficulty growing up. Just a little bit. Graduates, I don't know why you're not raising your hand. We saw your pictures. But they all started in diapers. Diapers is a lot of fun. As a father, I like to not change diapers, but I do. It's not my most favorite thing, but luckily, he'll grow out of those. And soon enough, the children start to pick out their own clothes. It's going to be some plaid skirt for the ladies and a button down for the gentlemen with some jean shorts with the rain boots, things that don't go together the best. But that's okay. I remember one time when I was 12 years old, I had my 12-year-old birthday. And I got so much money. I got a whole $100 for my birthday. It's a lot of money back then, okay? Especially when you're 12 years old. I remember how excited I was until I went to the store. I went to the store and my mom said, I asked my mom, hey, can I have this candy bar? Can I have this Hot Wheels? Can I have this thing? Can I have this and that? She said, well, you have $100. You can pay with it now, right? You're growing up. It's all part of the growing pains. And then we all reach the next stage of teenager angst. We all know what that's talking about. What I mean by that is when they give you attitude, when they give you that furrow on the brow, when they talk back, when you have to say, you're grounded. We all have that stage. Then they go to high school and they have to choose their classes. And they look at this huge list of things, trying to prep themselves for the rest of their lives. And then they end up figuring out what to do after leaving school. When they graduate, at that point, they take the next step in their life. But growing up is a lot faster than you think it is. Not only did we see how fast each of our graduates grew up, we got to see them in person. And until we look back, we don't realize how fast it is a lot of times. Even my own son, Milo, I was looking back at some pictures when he was 6 months and older. Now, he's only a year and a half, but he looks like a totally different kid. Couldn't even recognize him because of how much he's grown and how time flies. We saw how time flies in the slideshow. We always have to look back and learn and appreciate those moments that we were able to spend with our family members. But there's as much celebration as it is with graduation and for these graduates. There's also a sense of new that comes with it. It gives them butterflies in the stomach. Sometimes they might be concerned. Sometimes they might not even know what is the next step. For some of them, college is something that they have committed to. Some of them, it's a career. When we go to college, one of the things that you have to deal with a lot is scheduling, especially scheduling conflicts. Sometimes you might have a class at 2 p.m. and then nothing for the rest of the day, which would be glorious. But then some days you might be stacked from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. with straight classes, and then have to do homework afterwards. That's part of the responsibility of growing up. Another part of the responsibility is paying those bills. Now, things have not gotten cheaper, as we all know. And that's part of the step that these students take when they graduate. As adults, we've been doing it for years. We know what we're doing, I hope. But these students are now entering a phase of life where they have to take on these responsibilities. And the biggest responsibility they're going to have to take is staying who they are when they are away from everything that they are familiar with. I'm going to have to point out Maddie real quick. She is going to OU. Go Pokes. I'm just kidding. There is an amen. No, I'm just kidding. Maddie's going to OU. She's going to Norman. Now, not super far away, but it's far enough away that it's going to take a drive to get back home. It's far enough away where she's not going to know people there. She's going to have to make new friends, new activities, and she's going to do great at it. I know she is. She has the greatest smile along with my other students here. But that's part of the things that she's going to have to learn. And she has to be brave, just like my other graduates, just like we all have to be. We have to be brave when we are encountering new things in our life. They're taking the next step by graduating. But we take new steps every single day. We might have a new job. We might have a kid. We might move. These different steps in our lives help us to learn, but also continue to give us more responsibilities. The world throws a lot of sin at us in these transitions as well. I remember when I graduated high school, I didn't exactly know what I was doing. And then when I went to college, I was slammed with all kinds of opinions, all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of cultures, and a lot of sin. And I pray that each student here, that they stay rooted in the teachings that we have been teaching them. I pray that over them every single day. See, we cannot rely on our own understanding. As much as we think we're smart, we can go to college, we can get a master's, we can get a PhD in something. But even if we rely on our own understanding, we're still going to mess up sometimes. God is our wisdom, though, and that also comes from the Bible. The Bible is a compact version of God's wisdom. And when we pray to God, we are able to receive that wisdom. And I pray that each and every single one of us here, that we are able to recognize that and go to God when we have misunderstandings, when we need his wisdom, when we need his guidance and his help. As the graduates sit here, I pray that they do that same thing, that when they go to college and they're like, man, I don't know what to do. Should I go to this Bible study or should I go to this late night activity? I pray that they ask God for the wisdom on what to do and where he's leading them. But along with all these other responsibilities that we have one of the biggest ones that's ever been given, and that is the Great Commission. It's found in Matthew 28:19. When we graduate high school, we have a moment to kind of refresh. And that's a deciding factor for many people, whether or not to put their faith in God and continue with it. And take up that responsibility in sharing the gospel with others. This calling is never ending and for any and every age. Oftentimes when we go out through our lives, we get into this stuck scenario. We get in a stuck routine where we wake up, we brush our teeth, we go to work, we come home, we eat dinner, and we go to bed. We don't always take the opportunity to think to ourselves, in what moments in our day did we take the opportunity to share the gospel with someone, to share God's love with someone? One of the things I've been talking with the students a lot is being fervent in your faith and having a sense of urgency when it comes to sharing that faith. I ask them sometimes, are we acting in the same interests of God and spreading his gospel? Or are we making disciples of all nations, using all of our resources and trying our best and reaching those who need to be saved? Or are we wasting our time? We call ourselves Christians, which means that we follow God. And part of his following, we want to be like Christ, is to answer that Great Commission. My wife was telling me the story the other day. She had a student. Her name was Ariana. Now, I knew Ariana since she was in first grade, and now she's in fifth grade. Now she's going to middle school, and they grow up too fast, as you guys know. She has this wiry, crazy hair, but she's so, so very sweet. Well, Katie told me that she came up to her on the last day of school, bawling her eyes out because she was so sad that she had to go on to sixth grade because she loved the school that she was at. She loved the teacher she was with. And she said that when she went up to her, she said, "You were my mom when I needed one." Yeah. It is very, very sweet and very loving that she was able to have that moment with my wife. I wish I could have been there to see it because that was, it's profound to see the effects that we can have on people. See, my wife, she kind of knew Ariana's walk, where she was in her life, but she didn't know her like her own daughter. But my wife had the opportunity and responsibility to share that love with her still, nonetheless. Katie loved her just like she loved every student and invested her time in her. And her impact for this one student will last her for a lifetime. We all have the opportunity to make that same kind of impact for someone. We might not realize it, but if we follow the truths of Scripture, if we follow the love that God has given us and give it to others, we have the option and ability to have that same sort of influence. We have to be fervent and passionate in answering our calling. We are an example of who Christ is. We are responsible for trying our best and supporting each other in that. We don't just come to church to sit in a pew and sing a song. We come to church for the community. We go to Bible studies for the community. We come on Wednesday nights for the community to help support us. We're responsible not only for ourselves, but for each other and supporting each other in helping each other grow and loving each other. And whether you're sitting again here before us or online, we are called to serve. Like it says in Matthew 28:19. Now our students are taking a next level of responsibility, the same ones we all have. And we have to be an example for others. Britton, Riley, and Maddie, when they go to wherever their next plans are, whether it's college or career, they're going to meet a bunch of new people. And these new people, they have an opportunity to influence and share the gospel with. And some of those people might know it, some might not. But as long as they try their best, they will make an influence on someone else's life. There's this thing called a mustard seed. Now, the mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds ever. And this mustard seed, it's like any other plant. You plant it, you cover it with dirt, you give it a little water, and it grows. It grows slowly until it becomes this giant mustard bush. Well, a mustard seed needs stages in its life to help grow. So it needs to be, has a little hole put in the ground to put the seed in, and then you cover it up, and then also needs some water. It needs to be grown. It needs to be pruned. It needs to be harvested. Each stage of this mustard plant, we might be impacting someone with. So if that didn't make sense, let me help you understand. Some people are like that mustard plant. Some people need you to water them at that point. Some people don't. Some people need you to prune them. Some people don't. But our love for people, our influence in their lives could be one of those stages. Sometimes we might be the only person in their life that makes an impact for them. So we have to be fervent. We have to be passionate and try our best in every way to be like Christ. Like I said, these students are entering a new place with new people and new chances to share. And as a congregation, we need to encourage them and each other to be supportive in sharing that same mission. As a congregation, we all have the opportunity, and we have even a directory, which makes it even simpler, to hit that person up and talk to them, call them, email them, mail them a letter, and encourage them in that. Especially our new graduates. Genesis 2:18 says this, "The Lord God said, 'It is not good for man to be alone. He will make a helper suitable for him.' In this time, Adam had been paraded around with all the other animals, and he named all the animals. But not a single one of those animals was suitable for man to be a partner. Then God made Eve." Now, this isn't talking about marriage, but God made Eve as a human to be with Adam. As a congregation, as people in general, we are not meant to be alone. We are there to be for each other. We are there to be a congregation, a community, a support group for each other. We are meant to have a community that will help support each other
Ephesians 4 calls us to be one body. This one body is all of us here. We all have a job to play within the kingdom of God. Some of our jobs is to support. Some of our jobs are to be in the background. Some of our jobs are to lead. But our job overall is to love each other and to love those in our world and spread the gospel. And the opportunity is now. I tell my students this all the time because they are full of schools with hundreds of students who do not know God. We do not have hundreds of students here. They might go somewhere else, but that just goes to show that there are people who are hurting in this world. There are people that need the love of God, and we have the opportunity now to share that. As a church, we also have the opportunity to pour into each other. So I wanted to encourage you to please attend those studies. Please attend these classes. Please talk to someone about your walk. Graduates, you as well. Please find a community wherever you're going. To be around fellow Christians. Please do so. So this time, I'm going to ask actually not yet. At this time, we're going to pray, and then I'll have Matina come up, and then we're going to have a moment to pray over our students after invitation. So let's join me in prayer, and then we'll move on. Dear Lord, we thank you for today and all that you've given us. We thank you for these graduates. We thank you for this congregation. And Lord, I pray that as we continue with service that we're able to support each other, to love each other. Lord, I pray that as these graduates go into their next phase of life, Lord, I pray that you are with them, that your Holy Spirit gives them the wisdom, that the Holy Spirit empowers them to answer your call, Lord. We thank you for everything you've given us and bless us with, and we pray this in Son's name. At this time, I would like the graduates to please come up here to the front. Now, I've known these students for some of them, like Maddie, just long enough. And then I've known Britton and Riley for a little bit shorter time. But over the time, of course, of them being involved with the youth, I've gotten to see how wonderful, how great these students are. They love Jesus. They love life. And I love them. Don't cry. So I want to ask you right now to take the opportunity to pray over each of our students here. If you feel the call to come up and place a hand on them, please do so. But as a community, we need to surround our graduates. And as we send them off into the next stage, to support them in their calling. So, let's join me in prayer real quick. Dear God, we thank you for the life of Riley. We thank you for the opportunity to pour into her, even though she's been here for a short time. Lord, she's jumped in and been so excited to do whatever needs to be done, Lord. We thank you for her heart. We thank you for her passion. We thank you for her attitude. She's so always so bright and so cheerful, Lord, and we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for the life that she has lived so far, and I pray and I know that she will continue to live very blessed and life after you. I pray that you give her encouragement through this time as she enters her next phase, Lord. I pray that you give her bravery. I pray that you give her love. I pray that you give her people in her life to continue to point it towards whatever you would like, Lord, that your will be done. Lord, I pray for Britton here. As she stands next to me, Lord, I pray that and thank you for her life. Britton has been such an influence for all of us, and Lord, I pray that she continues to be for her community that she's entering next. Lord, we thank you for her smile. We thank you for her sass. We thank you for all that she is, Lord. She is so very skilled in many things, and Lord, I pray that as she continues in her life, that she continues using that for your ministry. We thank you. Lord, I pray that we surround Maddie as well. We love her as you do, Lord. And we thank you for the life that she has given you. We thank you for allowing her to grow up in Town and Country. We thank you for the opportunity to see her. And Lord, I pray that she enters this next step as well, that she is a beacon to her community. Lord, I pray that she surrounds herself with those who are like-minded. And we thank you for all the blessings you have given her. And I pray that you, over all these students, give them the same blessings you have always given us, and that's life and love. I pray that as a community here, we don't forget them, that we continue to support them, and wish them well. In the Lord Christ and Son's name.